Our topic today is Yodayim, specifically the Yodayim sugya here on Vav Amud Beis, going over to Zayin Amud Aleph. So our first chabura, we discussed the general concept of Yodayim. Last week, Rabbi Kraft addressed different perspectives on Yodayim in the context of Kedushin, the Bayer of Papa Yeshia, the Kedushin. So we're going to finish the rest of the questions. The Gemara in Vav Amud Beis raises the question of Yad Lepeya, Zayin Amud Aleph, Yad Letztaka, Yad Lehefker, and then finally Yesh Yad LeBeis HaKisei. So Yesh Yad LeBeis HaKisei has the least relevance, so to speak, to the original source of everything, which was Nedarim, that has something to do with Hafla. Beis HaKisei obviously has nothing to do with Hafla, it has to do with Hazmana, and the question is how clear or how much clarity is necessary to determine whether or not this constitutes hazmana. So as we mentioned way back when we talk about Yadayim and Yadayim Sheinu Mochichos versus Yadayim Mochichos, so the question is not just one of Hafla, it's also a question of ambiguity, and that's why this question of Beis HaKisei appears here, because obviously Beis HaKisei has nothing to do with Hafla, it's just a question of clarity. So that's on the most extreme side of it. On the other extreme, when we talked about Yesh Yad LeKiddushin, so the Rush, when he explained that Shaila, he said that the Shaila was more a function of Hafla, because Kiddushin is similar to Hektish. I guess it's kind of like Tosfos writes at the beginning of Kiddushin, that when a person says, a man says to a woman, Hari Ami Kadeshously, she is separated from every other man to him like Hektish. So there you see it is more of a Hafla slash Hektish type of idea, and that's why the Gemara does raise that in the context of Peah, where we said Iskish Labal Ta'acher for purposes of Karbanos and also Tzedakah. So the first question here on Vav Amud Beis after Kiddushin is the question of Peah. Yesh Yad LePeah. So the Shinu Gubetzes quotes here from the Reim two different options of how to understand this. Either the same way he says that we had the suffix in Kiddushin, just like in Kiddushin, we were unclear as to whether or not there is a din of Yad. So too over here, we're also not sure whether there is a din of Yad. Or he suggests an alternative, which is Im Timsa Lomar, there's no Yad for Kiddushin. So that's true only in Kiddushin. Why? Because Kiddushin has its own specifications, but for Peah, it's more similar to Nedarim, he says, because Ba'amira Bilvad, it is Chal. What's so special then? What's unusual? What's different about Kiddushin? That it's not Amira Bilvad. What is it? That's right. Like the Ran said, that it involves a Maisa. That's the Ran on the top. Yom Haskel Ba'idra Papa. He says, or possibly, Peah is more chomer because of Gezel, that you're holding on to something that doesn't belong to you. It should be given to the Aniyim. So now, we have an immediate question. Wait a second. Why don't we just say that Peah is similar to the Nedarim, based on that Ran, that both of them only require a Dibur? Why does the Gemara have a suffix about whether or not Peah is or is not similar to Nedarim? Why do we know whether or not it has a din of Yad? No, of course it should be similar to Nedarim, because both of them, according to the Ran, are B'dibur Ba'alma. If you said, like the Rush, that Nedarim and Kiddushin have something special because they have this Karbonos connection, so I understand why the suffix is about Peah. But according to the Ran, that it depends on whether you have a Maisa or not, so you don't have a Maisa. So I saw in one of the Likutim, one of the Likud Svaras, an answer which addresses also something that appears in the Hamshach of the Gemara. So the answer that he offers is, take a look in Tosas Dibra Maskel Vahatanya, where Tosas points out that every action of Peah requires a Maisa. Now, Peah isn't required to do a Maisa to make something Peah, but until you begin harvesting your field, there is no actual Chiyuv of Peah. So it could be, although it's not similar to Kiddushin, where the Kiddushin is effectuated through a Maisa, But because there is a Maisa that sets up the situation of Peah, in that respect, it's a little bit different than Nedarim, where Nedarim, you could actually create something out of nothing, out of thin air, just with a Dibur Ba'alma Bechlal. So that's the answer why it's not similar to Nedarim. But this brings us to the next question, the Gemara, which is, what happens when the Gemara presents the Shaila of Peah? It says, Kagon to Amar Vahadein, Velo Amar Nami. So what's the question? Do you say Yados or do you not say Yados? So if you look in the Rush here, the Rush has a different girsa. He has an additional girsa that the Gemara's Svara is, do you say there's a din of Peah? Or maybe, Dilma Lenafkusa Lohotsoas Besi. When the person said about the first row, this is my Peah, and then about the second row, he said, and this, we're not sure. Did he mean, and this is also Peah? Or did he mean, and this is for what I'm going to harvest for my dinner table? And this similar ambiguity is the way that Tosfos explains it. If you have that girsa in the Gemara, so you have to ask yourself, why is that girsa there? Why do you need two options, whether or not you intend for this, whether the kavana is clearly for the purpose of making the second row Peah, or it's for your own use? No, just say, is there a din of yad in Peah or not? Not necessarily, because the Gemara doesn't present the second alternative, right? The second side could just be, is there... Exactly. That's what it does in tzedakah.
Why doesn't it say that by Kiddushin? Meaning, you're saying just like tzedakah, why can't you ask the same question by Kiddushin? Meaning, why bring up an example?
Oh, great. So the answer, exactly. So the answer to this question is based on what Tosfos said about Kiddushin also. And Tosfos, Dibra Maskel, O Dilma Va'at Chazoi, he says, you know why you need an alternative here? Because if you didn't have an alternative, it wouldn't just be a yad. It would be a Lashon Gamor. Why? Because you started saying Hari Amakudeshes to one woman, well then this is just going to be the continuation for the second woman. The same thing here. You started by saying, this row is Peah. So if you didn't have any ambiguity in the, and this one, it would have been considered not a Yad, it would have been considered the Lashon.
That's the second way. We need to give an answer, example of what is Yad. It's Hekidami, the Gemara is asking. It's not whether or not Yados work, it's just really what would be the Yad if it works.
I'm not understanding.
I'm going to ask Hekidami. Before, on all of them, it asks both Hekidami and asks whether or not it works. So here, that question, that alternative is to give you an example of what a Yad potentially is, not to give you, that doesn't speak to whether or not Yados work, but just if there are Yados, what would it be?
Okay.
How does that relate to the fundamental question? That's not a proof either direction if they work. It just, if they do work, then how, this is how we define what they would be.
Tosu's asking why give these examples? Who cares?
Right, it's independent to the real Shaka of the Gemara. The Shaka of the Gemara has two things going on. One is, do Yadas work? And if they work, what would they be? At every single point of it. It's like a side tangent to each one, but not related to the fundamental question of the Gemara.
Right. And Tosu's asking, why is it necessary to show what the alternative interpretation is in that second shlav of the Gemara? Would the others be? Why do we need to have an alternative? Just say, is the others work or not? Even if you want, give an example. And okay, so there's an impartial lashon. Right. Why does the Gemara have to have an alternative explanation? That's what Tosfos is answering.
Within the lashon of Tosfos, he calls it a lashon gamor.
His words are,
well, basically what I'm asking is, meaning he's not calling it like this yad is mamish like a nether, it's just a yad shemochiyah, right? Meaning one's, you know, truncated lashon of just va'at.
He's saying if it was...
His lashon is havi mishtamea lashon kiddushin gemurin velo yad lekiddushin. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just thinking how that plays into how we view Yados. Meaning, Perhaps chabura, in terms of yad, is the understand, like we understand what you meant to say.
It's not even answering that question.
Right.
Tosa is saying that if you started off by saying hariyat mekudesh es,
leave,
and then you have another lashon of just
the
ad.
You have the context, so
Then it's not even a shiloh of yados if there's no other way to interpret that
ad.
Okay. That's also the thing. Once you have another interpret, so then it's a shiloh of yad, and then you can start asking what. Does it work? Does it not work? How do we understand it? Whatever. That's, I think that's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the Rosh said there is two options for this. And one option to say that the art, if there is no alternative, it must be like the Russian at small. But from the Rosh I understand, he said, Shinta, the Yad, the Yad, that means it is, when it is 100%, it is not the Russian at small, it is Yad. Obviously,
Not understanding what you're saying. Can you explain that to us again?
The Rosh said that if I, for example, Yad Nami,
yes,
it is not a Lashon Atzmo. It is Yad LeKiddushin. But it is Yad that there is no doubt about that. I think it is Ilah Lashon. That Chazai, when he said, יש לומר, בילה משום דעית לרמית לבנית החריד, דיבת חזאי כמר רבה פשיטה לב, יש לה יד לקידושין. היא not said, תסדלה שם עצמו. היא said, it is יד לקידושין, but יד גרדיה.
So I'm not sure what point you're addressing here.
I just want to, I think that he said something else, the Tosfot then the Ran. The Ran said that even if it is 100%, that it is it is not kiddushin. It is not it is in the including the doubt of Chuppah. But the Tosfot said no. If it is 100%, it is yad lekiddushin. But also Chuppah said that it is yad. It is okay.
Okay, I'm not understanding. Maybe we'll afterwards we can clarify. I'm sorry, I didn't get it. So what comes out of here is that when we talk about the Ibaya of Peya, on the one hand we said it's different than Nedarim. On the other hand, we're saying that it's also different than Nedarim and similar to Kiddushin in a certain way. So it's different than Nedarim in two ways. The first way is that there is a little bit of a maisa involved that gets you into the level of chiyuv, and it's also different than a darim in that it's building off of a lashon gamor. And therefore, in that respect, it's a little bit similar to kiddushin, because just like in kiddushin, you're building off of a lashon gamor, so too here, you'll say you're building off of a lashon gamor.
That's what I didn't understand. But the darim also has a lashon gamor.
No. The person's not building off of any formal lashon. That's what Tosva says. In a case of Nedarim, a person just says, you know,
there is a lashon gamor to be had.
But he didn't say that. As opposed to in the case of Kiddushin and in Peah, he said, Harei at mekudesh esli. That was a full lashon.
I mean, he's like matzah, so to speak. Not matzah, literally.
He's
working off of something. There was
correct.
A lashon gamor somewhere else.
Correct. Correct.
I understand what you're talking.
Okay. Great. Let's skip tzedakah for a moment and talk about hefker. So after tzedakah, which we'll come back to in a minute, the Gemara has the ibaya of yad lahefker. So do we say yesh yad lahefker because, let me go 1 second. Yesh yad lahefker, o dilma ein yad lahefker. So the Gemara says, Hainu tzedakah. So we say, Imtim tzalomar ka amar. Imtim tzalomar yesh yad l'tzedakah. Why? De ein hekesh l'machza for purposes of bal ta'acher. Hefker, mi aminan hainu tzedakah. O dilma, shayni tzedakah, de tzedakah lo chazia el laniyim, av hefker bein laniyim bein lashirin. So the Gemara has this interesting havamina that on one side of the chakira, tzedakah and hefker are synonymous. So I don't know if you would have said that. If somebody would have woken you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and asked you, is Hefker the same as Tzedakah? So I'm not sure you would have said that. Even the conclusion of the Gemara, it doesn't necessarily upend the connection between Tzedakah and Hefker. It just says, well, there is a quantitative difference that Tzedakah only relates to the Aniyim, whereas Hefker relates both to the Aniyim and the Ashirim. So Tosfos here answers the question by saying, to stam mafker b'shvil sheyisku bo aniyim. The stam, the general type of hefker, is so that the aniyim can benefit from it. So that was a discussion about the umden das of people, whether or not when they make something hefker, who do they intend it to be intended for. But the simple understanding of this tosis is to say that, generally speaking, according to this, hefker is a type of or a similar way of making something tzedakah. However, you can ask if that's really the case. And
so you said it's a way to make
it. It sounds like, according to Tosfos, the standard das of the person is really, when he's mafker, it's a kind of, it's somehow related to the inyan of tzedakah. But that's interesting, although that does sound like the, when the Gemara says, hainu tzedakah. But that brings back a question, which is the general issue that you have to think about when you talk about hefker, which is, well, how does hefker work? Is hefker, like Tosa seems to present it, that it's similar to tzedakah? What is tzedakah? Tzedakah is a neder. It's nidrei tzedakah. It's a declaration through which something becomes in the property or designated for tzedakah. And it could be that that money, you know, it's not so clear, does that money belong to the Shevet Aniyim? Or is that money now just, I have an Isra Hana to use it, and the Shevet Aniyim are going to come and collect it, but it's still mine in the interim? Or do you say, no, it's not a neder where it makes something usher to me, and it's going to go to the Aniyim? Is it maybe really a haknoas mamon? It's you transferring the authority of something from your rishus into the rishus of the tzibur, of the community, of whoever. So this is a long and complicated question, because each side of this could be broken down. You could say that the side of the nidrei tzedakah is a haknah to the aniyim, or you could say, no, it's not a haknah to the aniyim, it's just a haftacha with an iser that you can't use it anymore. Memela, it's going to be left for the aniyim. And on the haknah as mamon side, you can also think about it, is it a maisa siluk or is it a maisa haknah to the public square? But if you boil it down to tzad number one in the hakira being a neder, which creates an iser on me to use it because it's going to be for the purpose of the public, similar to nidrei tzedakah, or is it me being maknit? You have a couple of nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one is bal yachil. Let's say a person changes their mind and wants to retract their hefker. Do you say that they violated their bal yachil? Now, I'm not saying a case where a person is mafkir something and then subsequently goes and grabs it and takes it back into their property. That's not undoing the hefker, that's just being zochem in a hefker. Okay, anybody can do that. I'm saying, what if a person wants to say they're reneging on their initial hefker? They say, oh no, I changed my mind, I'm not going to be mafkir it at all, I'm going to keep it. And here's another nafkamina. Can you make a shliach to be mafkir something? So if you say that the act of being mafkir something is a transaction, so then lechura, just like I can make somebody a shliach to sell my chametz and to sell my car, I can make a shliach to make something into a neder. But if it's to make something hefker. But if it's a neder, can I take a neder through a shliach? Right? How would that work? The shliach can't take a neder that's binding on me. He can take a neder that's binding on him. He can't take a neder that's binding on me. So it's very fascinating. If you look in the Rambam, in the Lashon of the Rambam, Hilchos Nedarim, in Perek Beis, the Rambam has this in-between formulation. The Rambam writes, Hilchos Nedarim. Perek Beis Halacha Tesayin. Where the Rambam says, Hamafkir Es Hakarka Kolakunim Hichzik Bozacha, etc. No, I don't want that one. One second. That's not the one I want. I want Beis Yudalid. Hahefker Afal Pi She'eino Neder Harehu Kemo Neder She'asur Lo Lachzor Bo. It is not a neder, but it's like a neder. So what does that mean? So we'll see. So the Ketzos, take a look in the Ketzos. What's that?
Meaning it's also a Ketzos. Would it work?
That's a good question. The Rambam happens to say in Halacha Yitzayin that you can be, theoretically, you can be Chozer for 3 days. But that the Mefarshim of the Rambam point out, that's based on a takana, but it sounds like that's a special dispensation. But in,
there's no issue with this guy being dope with stuff, right?
That's right, that you could definitely do. That's what the Rambam says, Beferish, in that halacha and Yudalid, Afilu ze shehifkir dino bo kedin kaladam im kadam vizacha bo kano. So if you look in the Ketzos HaChoshen, in Choshen Mishpat and Simen Reish Ayin Gimel, in the Ketzos and Sif Aleph, he says that this lashon of the Rambam, that it is kmo neder she'asabo lachzerbo, caused the Beis Yosef to think that it is like a neder. And he has some other Rishonim who line up with this Shita, where the, if you look in the Beis Yosef in Or HaChaim, at the end of Simon Tuf Lamed Dalid in Hilchos Pesach, he's discussing the din of Bittul Chametz. So he quotes two deus and the Yesh Omrim dea within the Ran. He quotes a Ran who quotes a Yesh Omrim who says that you can't do Bittul Chametz Ayidei Shaliach. Why not? So the Beis Yosef says, well, if Bittul is Midin Hefker and Hefker is Midin Neder, so you can't do a Neder Ayidei Shaliach. And that's why you can't do Bittul Chametz Ayidei Shaliach. Now, it happens to be that the Beis Yosef disputes this Yesh Omrim, and he says, I don't agree with this, because even if you're going to tell me that Bittul is Mitam Neder, the din of Bittul is not similar enough to Nedarim, and it's not similar in this respect, so that definitely does work Ayidei Shliach. But the approach is saying that the tzad of this Rambam is really in the direction that it is more of a neder. And in that respect, it's more similar to Nidrei Tzedakah. And perhaps this is why, according to this approach, you would also violate Baal Yachel or Baal Ta'acher and or Baal Ta'acher, because Hefker is similar to a neder, and if you don't fulfill this neder of making it Hefker, you're in violation of Baal Yachel. However, if you look here in the back of the Frankel Rambam in the Sefer Likutim, here in Hilchos Nedarim, he gives a different answer. He says, when the Rambam said, Harehu kemo neder she'asur lo lachzer bo, he doesn't mean that there's an isser to be chozer because you're going to violate Baal Yachel or Baal Ta'acher. That's not what it means. Rather, he says, no. It's definitely true that Hefker is Midin Hakna. And the Isser, it's not a Isser like a Yoredeya Isser. It's an Isser saying that it's different than a regular Hakna. A regular Hakna, Kol Ode, that you are Asukim Ba'oso Inyan, you don't say that the deal is closed. And therefore you could be Chozer. But this is different in that it is somewhat similar to a neder, that the hakna takes place immediately, and from a hakna standpoint, it's impossible, it's asur to be chozer. And similar to this, if you look in the drisha there in Choshen Mishpat, he's coming to tell you that the Rambam is actually relating to his later halacha that Michael alluded to earlier, that the Rambam says on Halacha Yud Zayin that theoretically within 3 days you can be chozer from your hefker. The din is that you're not supposed to do that. Medicine, please. But the bottom line is, what's that?
Where was the Drisha?
That's in the Drisha there in Chosha Mishpan, Reishayin Gimel Aleph. But it comes out that there's actually a significant difference between these two understandings of the Rambam. According to the first understanding, that the Isser stems from Bal Yachel, then the din of Hefker, the mechanism of Hefker, the way that it works, is through a neder. I am taking a neder that I won't get any more hana, or I won't exercise any more ownership, and relate, I must relate to these things as if they are outside of my property. That's my neder. So if I don't fulfill that neder, I'm in violation of Bal Yachel, and I can't have somebody else do that on my behalf. But if you say, no, it's not a neder, it's a hakna. I'm makna this to the public square. So in that case, there's no Bal Yachel, it's just a standard hakna. So the Shalmei Nedarim here, in the end of this long piece we'll talk about in a minute in the context of Staka, he has a discussion about Hefker. He quotes the Beis Yosef about the Yisur to be Chozer and Bal Yachel Devaro. So he says the only difficulty with this is that now, if you understand like the Beis Yosef that there's really a Bal Yachel on Hefker, it should be strange, or it should be a question, why the Rambam Paskins Suffolk Hefker is what? Lakula. Just like the Ran is going to say, yes, Suffolk Hefker is for sure Lahokel, and that's what the Rambam writes in Tez Zion. Ho'omer harei ze hefker v'harei ze v'zeh harei asheni Suffolk Hefker. And we're going to say Suffolk Mamanas Lakula. So it's the Shalmei Nedarim points out, if you take the Beis Yosef to the fullest extent, to say that there's an Isser Bal Yachel, and that there is a limitation, you can't make a Shaliach, so then in Achanami, you're going to have to go back to the question of whether or not this Din of Hefker should be Sveik Ola Hakel, which is going to get into the question that we're going to raise right now. Yeah?
He isn't totally saying it's Suffolk. Suffolk Hefker has both sides. I have in my Isser, but also, since anyone came up, so anywhere they have a derived component of it, he's not there.
But you should, that's exactly what he's saying. Doesn't appear in the Rambam. The Rambam should say that it's Sveik Ola Hachmer because of Bal Yachel, but he does not say that.
Something Mamu component of it is Bal Yachel, and something other things. That's the
foot in both doors
thing, no?
No, I'm not understanding.
It seems like he split up. This Suffolk Hefker
who split up?
Has the Rambam. It has components of it that are. Because it's
Suffolk Derayah.
So there's components of it that are more
Lakula
because it's
Suffolk Mamun Lakula. Right, so it shouldn't be Suffolk Mamun Lakula. It should be Suffolk Mamun Lahachmir, like Tzedakah.
There's a different component of it. He splits up what is.
Wait, how does he split it up?
That anyone can be Kohen, but at the same time it's Chayav Meiser means that it's still yours. That's right, exactly. It's splitting up. The word Derayah is Lahachmir. Lahachmir means it goes. That would be Lahachmir. No, Lahachmir means it would be. If you're saying, meaning the Suffolk.
Okay, take a look in the Shalmei Nedarim, but the Rambam should say, if you follow the, let's say, the Ran's putting it together, where the Ram assumes that it's obvious that when it comes to Hefker, ain't suffig dahavile sveg de moment, lukula, ve'enyad, which is the simple way of reading the Rambam, and that's what the Shalmei Nedarim points out. So now, what Michael is pointing out is what we want to address now.
And therefore, the joke for Hefker, meaning.
Which is the Yalit Staka. Take a look in the Shalmei Nedarim. So the Gemara raises the question, Yesh Yadlet Staka or Ein Yadlet Staka? We talked about Peah, we talked about Hefker. What about Tzedakah? So here's an immediate issue that comes to the fore, which is why is Yad even an issue for Tzedakah? Isn't it true that Kol Nadiv Lev asks the Re'im quoted by the Meshit Mugubetzes, you don't need to speak to make something Tzedakah, just the intent of making it Tzedakah is adequate. So the Re'im answers, and this is important, Halach L'maisa, he says here, Lo Nisyashev Olav Libo Kol Kach. When do we say that a person is chayav in tzedakah because of kol nediv leiv, that's when they have a formal and firm mindset. They say in their mind, they're getting a mishaberach, and the gabbai says, bavur sheyitein, and the person doesn't answer, and the gabbai says, matana, and the person says in mind, for this mishaberach, I am hereby committing chai dollar to this shul.
Nediv leiv is a complete haskamah,
yes.
Or is it that it only works when it's a complete haskamah?
It's second. Meaning, nediv leiv, it's only binding when you have a firm and clear, definitive neder that you are giving, or nedav, or whatever you're going to call it in this context, which is an interesting question. When you're going to give that specific amount and you have a firm conviction that you're going to do that. If a person gets up there and says, yeah, I'm going to give something to the shul, and he starts thinking, maybe I'll give $18, maybe I'll give $100, maybe I'll give $25, I'll give him matana, and he's thinking, yeah, maybe I should give $18. But he doesn't say, in my mind, I am firmly committing to giving $18, so then you don't invoke nediv leiv. And that is what the Shidduch Gobetz is quoting from the Reim says in the case in the Har Gemara. The person doesn't have a firm concept, a firm handle on what he's exactly giving. So that's the background for this. So the Gemara raises the question of yesh yad letzedakah or ein yad letzedakah, and then after that, when it introduces the case of hefker, it says imtim tzolomar. So the imtim tzolomar, if you look in the Kesef Mishnah and Lecha Mishnah, they point out that generally speaking, that imtim tzolomar, at least according to the Rambam, gives you an indication of how you're going to paskin. So im timtza lomar, im timtza lomar yesh ad letzdaka to ein hekesh lemachza. So that would give you the indication that we're going to be machmir. So take a look in the Ran in Dibur Maskil Chada, which then has the bold letters Leinya Halacha. He says, look, these are ibayas delo ifshita. So for purposes of kiddushin, came into buying loyv shetabli sfeigad arayis l'chumra. What about pay and staka? So he quotes a Rashba da azlina l'kula. Da azlina l'chumra came into slika b'teku. And he quotes Ramban as well that buy and staka loyv sheta, we're going to be machmir. And why? So the Ran starts by saying, well, in the case of staka, you have the imtim tzolomar. And maybe that's what the Rambam thinks, because generally that's Alderach of the Rambam, who generally paskins like the Imtim Tzolomar. He says, however, this idea that in all these cases you're going to say Sveka Darais L'Chumra, I don't agree. The Ran says, I think these are Safek Mamon. And he brings several Rayas. So you have now Machlokas between the Rashba and the Ran, whether or not, generally speaking, in these cases of Peah and Tzedakah, you're going to be Machmir, because Sveikat HaRais L'Chumra, or you're going to be Mekel because of Safik Mamon. So the Rashba himself in his Lashonos says exactly what the Ran quotes from him. Hilkach, this is in the Rashba, Dima Maskel Yeshad L'Peolo. Hilkach, Gabe Kiddushin, Upeya, Utsdaka, the Isur D'Oraisa, Azlina L'Chumra. As opposed to Beis HaKisi, which is only Hasmana, which is only Drabanan. So the problem with this Rashba, as is pointed out by the Shach in Simin, where was the Shach I put on the Marmakomos? Hold on. Right. Yoredei Reishon Tes, Sifkan Yudalid, is that it's Soser a Tshuva Sarashba. Here's the Tshuva Sarashba. Chelek Aleph Simin Tuf Reishon Vav. The Shaila is about Ruvain Hayaporesh Mi Valencia Lalechas Ladarko. And he's going, it seems like he's going to a place called, this appears later in the Tshuva. Chelek Aleph, Tav Reish Nun Vav. Where is it? Murcia, somewhere. Murcia. Reuven is going to this place, and he's two Edom with him. And he has a box with svarim and money and clothing. And he tells these two Edim, he says that he's concerned he's going to die because of the treacherous travel. He gives them this box, and he identifies these three things, and he wants it to be hukdash, it should be hektish, as well as various homes that he has in Tortosa, hektish lekahal Tortosa. And the people said to him, what about your son? Don't you have a son, Chanoch? And the guy says, yeah, I don't have a good relationship with my son, Chanoch. I don't like him. I'd rather that it be hektish l'shamayim. Comes later his son, Chanoch, and he says, no, this is not chal. I should get the money. My father said it when he was angry, and the hektish shouldn't be chal, etc. So Ayin Sham in the tshuva, it's not so long. So first, the Rashba deals with a side issue of what other things are included in this hektish. Then he says, well, this taina that the son has, that the father said it was angry, he was angry, doesn't matter. The fact that a person makes something hektish when they're angry, it doesn't take away from the chalos of the hektish. But, he says, here's the issue. The question is, when did the person intend for this hektish to take place? What happens, he says, in this case where the guy says, I'm worried I'm going to die. Well, when is he worried he's going to die? Is he worried he's going to die on his way to Murcia? And in this case, in fact, he did not die on his way to Murcia. Or is he worried that he's going to die on his way back? Sounds like he died on the way back. So if you say you're worried that the guy was worried that he's going to die on the way there, well, in the end, he didn't die on the way there. And then the hektish should not be chal, because he was only hektishit, maktishit, al das, that he was going to die on the way there. He didn't. He died on the way back. So, or do you say, no, he intended that he was going to be maktishit in case he didn't get home after the whole round trip, and he didn't, in fact, make it home. So says the Rashba, well, in this case...
Or isn't it, in his words, like the first side? Meaning, Reuben just said, I'm not going to make the trip. Oh, so you're saying the trip is vague, and therefore, if he made the trip there, so then it undoes his nether? Undoes his nether?
So he said, Pan yikra enu mavis, maybe he's going to die, but derech hazeh. So the Rashba says, it's unclear when he says, but derech hazeh.
Definitely, yeah.
So since it's unclear in this way, what do you say? Sveik, safik mamon, lakula. Hamotzi mechavero, all of a riot. And he says, Beferish, afal pisha zes, sofik hektish, ain omrin bezu, sveket the yisru lechumra. Why? Chara de hektish ani, and mamad bailamu. Wait a second. Whose raya is that? What's that? That's right. The Ran quotes these Gemaras, that long Gemara in Chulin, at the end of Kuf Mem. Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, where the Gemara seems to say Beferish in the case of where it's comparing somebody who has the Matonas Kahuna, he's Mizgayer, we don't know whether he shechted the animal before or after, whether or not the behemoth is Chayav Matonos. Contrasted with Chorin and Mullim, where the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk of Tzadik Vetitein, what was the Girsa? I don't remember the Girsa of the Pasuk of the Gemara offhand. But Suffolk Leket is Leket. So why do you say Suffolk Leket is Leket and the Suffolk Mamon Lahakel? The Gemara says, well, in the case of Leket, it's Chayav in its original state. It's a Cheskas Chayav. Even though it's not that the wheat is Becheskas Chayav, it belonged to a Jew. It's Becheskas that's going to come to a Chayav. That's what the Rashi explains there. So you see from that Gemara, the Ran says that Stam Suffolk Mamon, even if it's Suffolk Mamon for Matnas Aniyim, it's Lekula. So what do you do about this? It's a steer in the Rashba himself. So to address this, the Korban Issanal here on the Rush, in Os Yud, he says, there's a big difference, he says, between the Chi of Mamon and the Chumrah of Motzas Vasecha. He says, when is the Rashba dealing with the Chi of Mamon? Only when he's talking about the case in the Tshuva where the Yorshim are the one who are making the claim. It's the son, Chanoch. He didn't take a neder. So for him, there's no suffix, there's no issue of maybe he's going to violate his neder. He never took a neder. So there's a difference between Motzas Vasecha, where you have to say suffix derais l'chumra on the neder sad, and this is what Michael was alluding to before, versus the Chi of Mamon Shiva. The problem is that, well, in the case of the Chorin Molim, in the case of the Lechzor L'chayim V'kev, the Matanos, so there you don't have an Amira. So this explanation is then expanded upon and fleshed out by the Shalmei Nedarim, quoting from an earlier sefer that I never heard of before, the Maharash Chayun. In the Tshuvos, it's also quoted by the Maharit and the Kudros HaSvekas, the brother of the Ktzos, who say that you really have two layers that you have to address. He says, first, the first layer is, what kind of Suffolk Mammon is it? Is it a regular Suffolk Mammon that has no prior status, and it's just one person is holding the money? Or do you have a Cheskas Marakama as well? When you have no Cheskas Marakama, only a Cheskas Mammon, then you're going to say Suffolk Mammon Lahakel. I'm sorry. Then you're going to say Suffolk Lahachmir because of the Chiyuv in the Matnos Aniyim. When do you say that you leave it as Suffolk Mammon Lahakel? That's when you have a Cheskas Marakama. A Cheskas Marakama is going to maintain the original claim, and you're going to say Suffolk Mammon Ein Motzi in Miyado, because he has a Cheskas Marakama. In addition to that, on top of that, then you have to think about, then it comes to the bottom, whether or not there is a din of suffix of the motzi sfasecha tishmor v'asisa. What's that? So I'll read you the lashon. Hechi shahasafek umitzad iser neder shatora omer kachol ayotzi bepiv yaso bal yachel devaro kol sheina mekayim nidro haryu besafek bal yachel. That in a case where you're not sure if there ever was a neder, well, since the suffix is about whether or not there was a neder, well, a neder is a din Doraisa Sveka Lahachmir. If you have a neder and you're sure and you're unsure how to apply it, in that case it's a little bit counterintuitive, but in that case you don't say Sufik Neder Lahachmir only if there's no Cheskas Marakama. If there's a Cheskas Marakama, then the Cheskas Marakama is going to determine the Psak.
Wait, if there's no neder.
If you establish that there was a neder, but you don't know what the tanaim of the neder were. So in that case, if you have the chori nemolim. So there you have a cheskas mark. There you have a cheskas marakama. Well, you have a neder. You have a definite chiyuv at some point that's going to kick in to create.
There's no kashash bal yachel in that case.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. There's two different issues that need to be dealt with. In that case, there's no bal yachel at all. So that has to deal with the.
What's the benefit of this chiyuv between a cheskas marakama and a regular suffik mamon?
That answers the question that we asked on the Karban Asano, because it answers
the from the Gemara and Hulun.
Yes.
That the reason why it's something Mamun Lahakel over there is because it's Cheskas Marakama, and even in Matnas Aniyim, we say in that case, Suffolk Mamun Lahakel.
Correct. But you still need his first point of saying that there is a Suffolk Yisr of Bal Yachel to explain why it's Sveikah D'oraisa L'chumra.
Meaning, in the case of
the Nidreit Staka.
Of Nidreit Staka.
Correct.
So then you have to say, wait a second, what about Cheskas Marakama? Should we say no? Meaning, even though there's no Cheskas Marakama, we're still.
because it's a question of whether or not there was a neder in the first place. Nidre tzedaka.
Nidre tzedaka. There is a cheskes marakama, but we still
nonetheless
lahachmir because of the neder.
Because the shaila is about the neder in the first place. So what comes out based on this, and Rav Soloveitchik alludes to this in the Rishim Shiurim, and I know we're short on time, is that the machlokes between the Ran and the Rashba is what is at the crux of your chiyuv. According to the Rashba, even though yes, in certain cases you say Safik Mamon is lahakel because it's in the hands of the person, the real issue at hand is whether or not there is a chiyuv. The neder is the real issue. Whereas according to the Ran, the issue is the money. If there's no chiyuv in Mamonis, the Ran will say, so then I don't really have to worry about the neder, because the neder is only an extension of the chiyuv Mamonis. If I took a neder to give money, but the halacha says I don't have to give the money, then my neder is undone. As opposed to the Rashba says, no. If I took a neder, so then that is the overarching driving force in my obligation. So the interpretation of the chiyuv is going to be lahachmir. What comes first? The neder emphasis or the totsah, money emphasis? According to the Ran, it's the totsah emphasis. That's one way of understanding this machlokas. The other way of understanding this machlokas is the Hemshech of the Shalmei Nedarim, who quotes from a sefer called Emek Yehoshua, who says that the Ran doesn't have to go this far. The Ran doesn't have to say, well, the neder is really being defined by the Chiyuv Mamon. He says that the Ran's only speaking about a case where it's a nedava, where it's not actually a Chiyuv on me. Why do I say Safik Mamon Lahakel? Because I, as a person, am never going to be subject to the din of Bal Yachel. Because if the money is lost, what happens in the din of nedava? There's no achrayus. Mela, the chiyuv is only on the money. Well, if the chiyuv is only on the money, well, since you say there's a klal, safek mamon lahakel, so then the money is not obligated to be given, and it never even enters into the world of bal yachel. So these are two different ways of understanding the machlokas between the Ran and the Rashba. Right? The first point is to say that the Rashba is not Soser himself, because you have to look at, number one, whether there's a cheskas marakama or just a cheskas mamon, that if there's a cheskas marakama, we're going to say Safik Mamon stays where it is, and if there isn't, then you're going to say the chiyuv is lahachmir. But the second thing we're going to say, according to the Rashba, is that it depends on whether or not this is at the root of the neder in the first place. Why? Because according to the Rashba, it's really the neder that is going to be determining this psak. The money is just the outgrowth. And the Ran disagrees. How does the Ran disagree? One of two ways. Either the Ran disagrees because he thinks that, in general, when you have a neder that relates to money, if there's no chiyuv to give the money, then the neder doesn't really have any teeth. Or he says, no, in a chanami, he would be molded by a neder, which is the weakness of this pshat of the Emek Yehoshua, because he says, in conclusion, that that's what the Rashba thinks. They're talking about a neder, so they're really talking about two different cases. They're not really arguing, even though the Ran says that they are arguing. But the Ran will say, I'm only talking about a nedava. And since an Adava is definitely focused only on the money, because you're not Chayav Achra Yuso, Memela, it's going to be Safik Mamon Lahakel, Amotz Mechaver Olvaraya. So to summarize, we addressed first the question of Peya, and the fact that Peya is in two respects.
Just according to that, Emek Yehoshua, what also emerges is that is the more Mechudish idea everybody agrees to. That really the money is driving everything, not the suffix and the words.
Right? Yes, but it's a neder, so therefore it doesn't bother you so much. Because in the case of neder, really the money is driving everything. Because it's a nedava. I'm sorry, excuse me. It's a nedava. In the case of nedava, the money is driving everything because the nedava really is only chal of the item on the money. It's not chal on me as a person. There's no achrayus. So again, to summarize, Peah, we spoke about the Shiloh of Peah being distinct from Nedarim, number one, because there's a preface of a Maisa that gets you started, and number two, perhaps because, similar to Kedushin, there is the preparatory statement of Harezu Peah, so you have to have the alternative like Tosas and Rush. We spoke about Hefker, and the question of whether Hefker is similar to Tzedakah, and if you say that it's really similar to Tzedakah to the extent that it is actually a neder, like the Beis Yosef interprets it, so then perhaps you're in violation of El Yachel, and you can't make a Shliach, and maybe that's why the Rambam used the Lashon of Isser. Or do you say, no, it's really a Hakna, and the Rambam says Usser because it's wrong to do that, but it's just wrong, but not because of Bal Yachol. It's wrong because it's a breach of the Hakna that you did, even though technically speaking, like it says in Yudayim, it would be allowed, or legally it would take effect. And then, in the context of Tzedakah, we have the limitation number one on the Divlev, and then we have the steer between the Rashbaz himself, the general question that the Ran had versus the Rashba, and we had the answer of the Karmen Asanel is developed by the Shalmei Nedarim, that you have to distinguish between Mamon, which is just a general suffix that has no Muchzuk, and so you say the guy who's holding it, he has Cheskas Mamon, versus a case where the guy actually has a Cheskas Marakama, and you have to distinguish between Motzes Fasecha, the Isser Shabo, versus the Chi of Mamon, and then the two ways of understanding the Machlokas, the Ran with the Rashba. The Ran says this is all about the Chi of Mamon. So it's either all about the Chi of Mamon because it's the Chi of Mamon that's driving the Neder, or because it's a Chi of Mamon because it's only a Nedava, as opposed to the Rashba, who thinks either that it's a Chi of Isser because you're defining what is the Neder and the Mamon is just the Totsah, and he would potentially agree to the Ran in the case of the Dava, like the Emek Yeshua says, or no, like Rav Soloveitchik. In both cases, in every case, well, I shouldn't say what the Rashba might say in the case of Nadava, but certainly in the case of Nedra that the Rashba is certainly dealing with, he thinks that the driving force is the Chiyuv, the Isser Shabo, and not the Chiyuv Mamon.